This is KUT. More than 1.2 million Texans are signed up for health insurance through the federal marketplace that's part of the Affordable Care Act. The GOP replacement bill, currently working its way through Congress, would change how the government helps these individuals pay for their plans. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports that in Central Texas, people who are older or make less money would get less help.
Like all healthcare policy, there are winners and losers. I'm going to start with an example of a loser under the Republican plan to replace Obamacare. Meet Victoria Tizer. She lives in Oak Hill on this pretty big plot of land. She grows vegetables here and raises some chickens. She's named the chickens after the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah, there's three of them. There's Marty, Emily, and Natalie is the other one.
The best way to describe Tizer is she's a textbook responsible adult. She has her house paid off, she eats healthy, works out, and plans everything.
I am the kind of individual who says, I have responsibility for my own life and my own path.
So early on, when the Republican health care plan was first released, she sat down and did the numbers of what this would mean for her.
Well, I'm worried right now. I don't know how it's going to change over the next few months, but the package that's out there right now is not affordable for me.
Both premiums and out-of-pocket costs are going to be much higher for some individuals under the bill, specifically people who are low income, people who live in rural areas, or people who are older, ages 50 to 64.
That's Stacey Pogue with the Left-Leaning Center for Public Policy Priorities. Pogue says if you fall into two or three of those categories there, you'd be hit hardest by this bill. And in Victoria Tizer's case, she falls into two of those categories. For one, she's 60 years old. And two, Tizer is on a fixed income, bringing in about $30,000 a year from her pension. Here's what Pogue says is working against her.
One, it raises the underlying cost of the premiums for older enrollees. And then it reduces the amount of help, the tax credits they get, to make those premiums affordable.
Pogue says this amounts to an age tax. Under Obamacare, people who are older, make less money, or live in high premium areas, which are usually rural areas, they get larger tax credits. But under the Republican plan, that's almost flipped. If you're younger, make more money, or live in low premium areas like Central Texas, you will get more help. And that brings us to 29-year-old Nora Shovanik, who, by the way, also keeps chickens in her backyard just north of UT. Her chickens, though, are named after spices and fermented foods.
Miso, kimchi, oregano, and marjoram.
Anyway, Shovanik is one of almost 114,000 people here in Austin who buy insurance through the Obamacare marketplace because she's not covered by an employer.
I have a lot of jobs, like most people my age. I'm a small business owner, and I also work for Texas Farmers Markets and Travis Audubon and do other things on the side.
Shovanik says she's used the marketplace for a couple of years now. When her business was getting off the ground, she got subsidies from the federal government. But now she's making more money. She pays the full $250 monthly premium herself. But Shovanik says it looks like she could get some help under the Republican proposal.
I, as a young, healthy person, would actually benefit. This plan would save me money on my taxes at the end of the year.
Pogue says her premium could come down, and
she would not qualify for a tax credit for a subsidy under the Affordable Care Act because her income is too high, but she would qualify for a tax credit under the House Health Plan.
According to a nifty interactive map from the Kaiser Family Foundation, Shovanik is looking at a $2,000 tax credit. Under the same plan, 60-year-old Victoria Tizer will see her tax credit shrink by almost $3,000, and her premiums will go up. Tizer says it feels unfair.
Understand the high-level math behind that. There are more people in my age group that are higher risk. But as an individual, I'm very, very healthy. I have very low risk activity. Yet a 28-year-old probably engages in a lot more risky things than me, right?
And I should point out that this doesn't sit right with Nora Shovanik either.
I'm a believer in caring for the other people in your community. So I see how, you know, for me, it can be a short-term, you know, a few $1,000 benefit, but how it's really gonna have negative effects on a lot of lower income people and older people. And I don't personally want to be a part of a system where I benefit and other people get screwed over.
Plus, Shivani says she's not totally convinced this plan would keep her premiums down in the long term. And Stacey Pogue says out-of-pocket costs like deductibles and co-pays would go up for everyone under the GOP replacement bill. By the way, both Shivanik and Victoria Tizer say they don't think Obamacare is perfect. Both of their premiums went up since they got in the marketplace. In fact, Tizer says her plan got so expensive that she decided to take a risk and not have health insurance this year. But she says she was planning on getting a policy next year. It's just her options aren't looking good so far. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.